Amen. Those of you, amen, that have your Bibles, turn with me to Daniel, the 10th chapter. Amen. Daniel, the 10th chapter. Amen. There's something here I want you to hear. I'm reading today from the NIV. Amen. There's some things here in the text, amen, that we have read before, but I want to bring out again. Amen. It's something that the Holy Spirit has dropped in my spirit for the times that we are in. Amen. There's a message that God has given me today to give to you. Amen. I pray that all of you are tuned in today because I believe that God is speaking to me today and he wants this message to be given to you. Daniel, the 10th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. Amen. Daniel, the 10th chapter, get your Bible. Amen. And read with me. I'll be reading from the NIV. Amen. Daniel, the 10th chapter and the 7th verse. It reads as such, only I, Daniel, saw this vision. The men with me saw nothing, but they were suddenly terrified and ran away to hide. So I was left there all alone to see the amazing vision. My strength left me, my face grew deadly pale, and I felt very weak. Then I heard the man speak, and when I heard the sound of his voice, I fainted and laid there with my face to the ground. Just then a hand touched me and lifted me, still trembling, to my hands and knees. And the man said to me, Daniel, you are very precious to God. So listen carefully to what I have to say to you. Amen. This is it. He says, stand up, for I have been sent to you. When he said to this to me, I stood up with trembling. Then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel. He said, since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request has been heard in heaven. Somebody better hear this today. I want to read that again. He says, since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request has been heard in heaven. He says, I come in answer to your prayer, but for 21 days in the spirit, he said, for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now I am here to explain what happened to your people, what will happen to your people in the future. For this vision concerns a time yet to come. So y'all better get that. For this vision concerns a time yet to come. While he was speaking to me, I looked down at the ground until I couldn't say a word. And then the one who looked like a man touched my lips. And I opened my mouth and began to speak. And I said to the one standing in front of me, I am filled with anguish because of the vision I have seen. My Lord, I am very weak. He says, how can someone like me, your servant, talk to you, my Lord? My strength is gone and I can hardly breathe. Somebody better get this word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I can hardly breathe. And then the one who looked like a man touched me again. Hallelujah. And I felt my strength returning. Don't be afraid, he said, for you are very precious to God. Peace, be encouraged, be strong. I want to say that again. Peace, be encouraged, be strong. And as these words to me, I suddenly felt stronger. And he said to him, please speak to me, my Lord, for you have strength in me. Thus end the reading of God's holy word. Pray with me. Father, I come now in your name. Father, there's no other name I know but the name of Jesus. I come right now in that name. For there is power in that name. There's healing. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray now that you take your servant to a place in you that I've never been before. Show me your glory, God. God, I'm drooling. God, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for you, God. Fill me now, I pray, with your precious Holy Ghost. Let me walk in the anointing that you have put upon my life. And let me see the cross only and preach Jesus. Father, the church is empty, but your presence is here. For I feel the glory of the Lord all around me, Jesus. Speak to me, God. Put it upon my lips, and I shall speak only what you say. God, I thank you for this word that you have given me, God. Let it not fall on deaf ears, but I pray in the name of Jesus that those of us that have ears would hear what thus saith the Lord. Father, we thank you now, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, touch your neighbor and say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to use for a subject today. I want to move the camera of the text a little bit, and I want to use this subject. It's almost over. It's almost over. Hallelujah. When I look at the text here, my brothers and sisters, I like the beginning of the text because the writer helps me to understand Daniel. God is very intentional in the beginning of the text. The Bible says that he gives this vision to Daniel at a particular time and in a particular place. Hallelujah. He gives him this vision that literally blows his mind. We see later on in the text that the vision weakened him because the vision was so powerful. I like this in the text because he helps us to understand that there are some of us in the midst of this coronavirus whom God has given vision. Amen. There is a lot of people that God has touched or anointed for this day and time that can see through the corona and see the blessing. There is somebody here today that God has envisioned. Hallelujah. Not to see death, but to see the blessing in all that's going on. In spite of all the tragedy and the heartaches that are on the news and happening all around us, there are visionaries, there are anointed, there are prophets, there are people that God has given a word for this particular season, and their duty is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They can't preach it because they don't see what you see. They see the vision that God has given them. And so they don't talk about what's going on. They talk about why God is doing it and what's going to happen after God is done. And I thank God for here Daniel. God uses him in a mighty way, and he gives him a vision that blows his mind. It's a vision that he does not understand, but the Bible said that he goes into praying and fasting because he does not understand what he sees. Hallelujah. There are some of us here that do not understand what's happening right now, and we will not understand until we stop talking so much. Go into prayer and start fasting. God will begin to show us not the natural, but the supernatural. He will begin to show us what he's doing in the spiritual realm, because we can see in the natural what's happening, but we don't understand what he's doing in the supernatural. It would literally blow some of our minds if we can see what God has done for us in the spiritual realm. When we praise God for what we see in the natural, but God bless those that can see in the supernatural. supernatural, the things that God has done for you. Hallelujah. If you are blessed, how many favor in the natural could you imagine how blessed you are in the supernatural when you can see what God has done so that you can receive the blessings that you have. Hallelujah. There's somebody here that does not understand what God did in the spiritual realm to get you where you are right now. Hallelujah. He had to fight some devils that wanted to eat up your flesh. He had to come against the adversary that wanted to destroy everything around you. But thank God, because he had a spiritual war for me in the supernatural. He fought for me in the heavenly realms so that I can receive what I have now in the natural. And we see now in this text here that Daniel is starting to understand the vision because God speaks to him. I like in the text here that he was walking with some of his friends, but in walking with his friends, God showed him something, hallelujah, that was so powerful, that was so anointing, that the friends that were with him ran because they could not see what Daniel saw. They were afraid and they ran. There's some people right now that are running like they're losing their minds because they can't see what God is doing in the supernatural. I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that if you can see what God is doing, hallelujah, you wouldn't wait for the battle to be over to praise God, but you will praise God right now to see that you already got the victory because he has already won the battle. You don't have to see it to believe it. I'm here as a witness because I know that the enemy tried to kill me before the virus, and so what he couldn't do before the virus, he's trying to do right now in the virus. But because God dispatched some angels in the heavenly realms to fight for me, I don't have to fight for myself. And the result of who I am, the result of my prayer, the result of my thank you, Jesus, the result of my hallelujah is what God has done for me in the spiritual realm. If I can praise God for anything, I just want to praise him for the things that he has done for me that I haven't seen, that I don't know when he, how he did it, but all I know that I am a product of what God has already done. Is there somebody here today that want to lift their hands and give God the glory? We can say that I am a product of what God did in the spiritual realm. I don't know how he worked it out. I don't know how he made a way. I don't know how he healed my body. I don't understand how he paid the bills. But all I know is that I got a supernatural blessing. So the Bible says, hallelujah, he says, only I, Daniel, saw the vision. The men with me saw nothing. Hallelujah, they were, he says, he was amazed by it. He said, my strength left me. He said, my face grew deadly pale. He says, I felt weak by what I saw. And he said, then I heard the man speak. And when I heard the sound of his voice, I fainted. I like this in the text because it helps me to understand that when God shows me things or when things are happening around me and I don't understand it, that God will come and give me understanding. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God that in all my giving, I can get understanding of what's going on around me because he speaks to me in his word. Hallelujah. And when God speaks to me, sometimes I get weak in the knees because of what he's speaking. came to my senses. Hallelujah. He says, I was still trembling, but I know it was his touch, because I couldn't stand up, because I was so grateful that I stood on my knees in humility. I stood on my knees because I was grateful. I stood on my knees because I knew that it was the hand of God that touched me. And the Bible said that while he was on his knees, hallelujah, that God spoke to him and said these words. He said, Daniel, you are precious to God. Somebody needs to understand that while you are going through what you're going through, here is a word for you. While you're on your knees, while you're praying to God, God told me to preach this sermon to you today, because he wants you to know that you are precious to God. I'm here to tell you, my brother, I'm here to tell you, my sister, however your life is right now, it doesn't determine who you are. I stood up. Hallelujah. He says, I didn't question him. In other words, I didn't think about it twice. Hallelujah. I didn't contemplate about it. I didn't wait for the church to vote over it. He just stand up and I stood because I heard his voice. I couldn't lay there anymore. When I heard his voice, I knew it was the voice of the Lord. And I had to get up from the ashes, lift my hands in the midst of what I was going to, because God told me, get up. There's an angel that's been assigned to you. I don't know who I'm talking to today. You may be in the hospital right now. You may be laying there and they said it's over. I'm here to let you know that there is an angel that God has dispatched to intercede for you. And just in a nick of time, you're coming out of it. And you're coming out with your hands up, because God said, get up. Good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, when he said this to me, I stood up. I was trembling. He saw my trembling. He saw that I was still afraid. He saw the trembling in my hands. Hallelujah. I stood up at the command of his voice, but I was still trembling because it was the unknown. I wasn't sure, but I knew it was his voice. There's somebody right now that's standing, but you're still trembling because it's the unknown. To praising God for what you can see. Hallelujah. You don't know how to praise God for the things that you can't see. You're so used to seeing the blessings come that you don't know how to praise Him when the blessings stop coming. And know that if you never do another thing, you're still good. And you never give me another blessing. I'm blessed just to be in the land of living. I'm just so happy. He saw my trembling. He saw that I was afraid. But he knew that I recognized the voice. And so he blessed me because I recognized the voice. Even though I was still trembling, he said to me in comfort, because he's such a loving God, because he's such a caring God, that he sees our trembling. Even though we heard or know his voice. Hallelujah. And he says, since the first day that you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself, let me stay there. Look at what he said. He said, since the first day that you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself. Let's stay right there. He says, since the first day. I like this in the text because it helps me to understand that Daniel did not understand what was going on. Hallelujah. He was a servant of the Lord. He was a prophet that God has given vision. Now this is his second vision that has now come from God. Hallelujah. The remnant has now left Babylon, and he is now still in Babylon. He's around 80 years old, but he's still Babylon, and his spirit is at ease because of what he sees. But he begins to pray from the first day that he saw what he knew was not right. I've got to stop there, because there's a lot of us that as soon as the virus came, we didn't pray. We started complaining. We started running to the store. We started hoarding, to get us through the virus. yourself. Touch your neighbor, to humble yourself. Hallelujah. He humbled himself because he knew that if he was going to go to God, he couldn't go cocky. He had to humble himself in the presence of God. Maybe that's why we're in this mess that we're in, because we're always trying to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise with an attitude. We don't sit there and give him a praise, but we sit there as if we just arrived. That the service don't start until I get there. And so we come into God's house after God has done so much for us. And we dare sit down before God. Look as if it's all about us. He says, humble yourself before God. He says, your request has been heard in heaven. Why? Because the first day, hallelujah, he went to God to get understanding. Hallelujah. The second thing is that he humbled himself, and his humbleness moved God off of his throne. I have come in answer to your prayers. He said, for 21 days, he said, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked, hallelujah, my way. But the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia, he says, in other words, it's not like I'm not going to answer your prayer. He said, but I was fighting this unknown spirit, hallelujah, in the spiritual realm. In other words, he says, Daniel, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principality and wickedness and high places. He says, places that you cannot reach. He says, but I can reach what you cannot reach. And so I dispatch my angels to fight what you can't fight, because you are precious to me. In other words, he says, I heard your prayer. He says, I've just been detained. Hallelujah. There's somebody here today that thinks that God has not heard you. The devil is a liar. He hears the believer. He hears the cry of his children. But he's in the spiritual realm. He's in the heavens fighting for us, because there are enemies, there's demonic spirits that don't want the people to be delivered. what will happen to the people in the future. Hallelujah. We see here in the text where Daniel sees, hallelujah, some has happened and some will happen. Hallelujah. He talks about wars and rumors of wars that has happened, that is happening, and will happen. Hallelujah. He talks about the past, the present, and the future. He's helping us to understand that the vision, hallelujah, it has not been completed yet, because it will not be completed until, hallelujah, Jesus says, when Jesus comes back for us, hallelujah, we are still awaiting. And because we are still awaiting, hallelujah, we're going to go through some stuff. But I thank God that even though I'm going through, that God says, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Watch this. He said, while he was speaking with me, I looked down at the ground, unable to say a word. I was overwhelmed. Hallelujah, I could not speak, because I was in the presence of a divine spirit, hallelujah, an angel that was sent to encourage me right where I was. He didn't take me out of Babylon, but he encouraged me in Babylon. And so now, because of the presence of God, I could not speak. There's somebody here today that when you get in the presence of God, you're so overwhelmed by his presence, hallelujah, that you can not even speak a word out of your mouth. And so the Bible said, because he could not speak, he just laid on the ground, hallelujah, because he didn't know what to say to a divine spirit. He was overwhelmed that he was precious. He was overwhelmed that God heard him. He was overwhelmed that God would stop what he's doing to make sure that he knew that he heard him. Somebody needs to understand that God's going to stop by your house today. He's going to knock on your door and he's going to just say these words, I heard you. Hallelujah. Somebody right now in the hospital, God's about to come by your bed. He's going to knock on the side of the bed and say, I heard you.
To come see.
I'm almost done. He says, while he was speaking to me, I looked down at the ground, unable to say a word. Then the one who looked at me, this is it, guys. Oh, God, I don't even know if I can make it through the rest of this. He said, then the one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth, and I began to speak. Oh, my God, this is so important in the text. The problem with us is we open our mouths too quick. Hallelujah. And we begin to testify about things that didn't happen yet. Hallelujah. I'm all about speaking things as though they are. I understand all of that. But there's sometimes when God don't want you to say nothing until he's ready for you to speak. Hallelujah. Some of us have missed our blessings because we're so in a rush to tell everybody what God is doing. When God didn't tell you to tell nobody, God told you to keep your mouth closed. But because you want everybody to glory in your blessing, hallelujah, you just got to tell everybody what God has done. But there's sometimes that God don't want you to say nothing. Some people gonna be delivered by what they see. Oh my God, there's some people that I have seen that tested positive. They ain't gonna say a word. When I see them on that Sunday morning, when we open the doors of the church, they ain't gonna say a word. When I see them, I'm gonna break out into a praise. When I see them, that means the glory of God, hallelujah, shined on them. They don't have to say one word. There's some people that I know could have been dead, should have been dead. And when they show up, they don't have to say a word. I begin to praise God because I know if God can do it for them, then God can do it for me. It's not over yet. He's still working it out. Oh, hallelujah. He touched my lips. I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing in front of me, I am filled with anguish. That's why you got to be careful. Hallelujah. I am filled with anguish because of the vision that I have seen. He was angry. He was upset. He didn't understand, hallelujah, what he saw. That's why you got to be careful, hallelujah, about what comes out of your mouth. I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care how intelligent you think you are. I don't care how long you've been pastoring. I don't care how many times you go out to preach. Hallelujah, you got to be careful. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, you got to be careful who you listen to on Facebook. Hallelujah, you got to be careful who preaches to your soul. You can't just allow anybody that says anything, hallelujah, that sounds good to preach to you, because some people are preaching out of anger. Some people are trying to get at people, hallelujah. Some people are trying to prove a point, hallelujah, and they're not giving you the word as if God has given them. God calls them false prophets that prophesied, and God has not given them a word. So you got to be careful, and you got to wait on God. Hallelujah. He was angry. He was upset because he did not understand what he saw. Hallelujah. And he allowed God to hear what was in him, even though God already knew. He spoke it out of his mouth because of the vision that had been seen. He became weak because he was so angry. He was so upset. And because he didn't understand, his anger and his misunderstanding made him weak. Some of you don't understand the reason why you're still where you are is because you don't understand. And your not understanding has made you frustrated. Hallelujah. It's not as if you haven't fought giants before. The reason why you can't defeat this giant is because you allow your anger to consume you. Hallelujah. You're speaking too fast. You are a giant killer, but you can't defeat giants right now because you are consumed with anguish. Hallelujah. You don't understand what's going on. And instead of going to God, us. Better people will try to tell you what to do, but you got to be careful when you listen to better people. Better people don't know how to go to God because they're so consumed by bitterness. From the first day, then you went to God because he didn't understand, and because he wanted understanding, he went to God humbly. And because he went to God, God says, I heard you, and your precious in my sight. And now we see here in the text here, oh, I feel God all over me. He says, I'm standing in front of you. I am filled with anguish because of this vision I have seen. My Lord, I am very weak. He says, my strength has gone. Oh my God. And he says here, he says, I can see right now, hallelujah, that I am weak and I feel like giving up. God, I need you. Hallelujah, to speak to me. Hallelujah. He went as far as saying, he says, God, I can't breathe anymore. I need you to breathe the breath of life in me so that I can live again. There's somebody right now on the respirator, hallelujah, that cannot breathe right now. God says, I'm going to breathe in you. It may look like a respirator, but that's me breathing in you, giving you life and giving it to you more abundantly. The devil don't want you to breathe. He don't want you to have more life. He don't want you to have new life. He said, but I come so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Do I have a witness here today? Somebody's grabbing. Somebody's clenching their chest because of the anguish, because of the hurt, because they don't understand. They're clenching their chest, saying, I can't breathe. I'm here to let you know, it's not the COVID, it's the enemy that's trying to squeeze life out of you. Because if you leave, your testimony is going to change life. If you leave, your gift is going to bring people to Christ. And so he's trying to push life out of you. But I'm here to tell you, when he tries to push, you push back in the name of Jesus. When the enemy pushes, you push back in Jesus' name. When the enemy tries to push breath out of your body, you push back and say, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. In Jesus' name, I'm delivered. In Jesus' name, who the Son set free is free indeed. In Jesus' name, I will not die. I shall live. God, in the name of Jesus, devil, you won't take me out. The God that I've been praying to, he heard my prayer. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where else shall I go? And he heard me. I don't know what I'm talking to today, but God heard you. Oh God.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Touch your neighbor and tell me he heard me. Oh, hallelujah. He heard me. I feel my breath coming back. Hallelujah. I can breathe a little better now. I feel the tension leaving me. Hallelujah. I can breathe. I can breathe again. Hallelujah. He paid the bill. I can breathe again. The children are all right. I can breathe again. I feel my strength come back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that the angel He said, I felt my strength returning. I told you it was coming back. He said, don't be afraid. He said, for you are very precious to God. Brother, my sister, it's come back because you are precious to God. The reason why you are here, the reason why those that die but knew the Lord Jesus Christ, we will see again, is because of what Christ did. It has nothing to do with me. It has all to do with Christ. Amen. He says, be not afraid. He says, you are precious to me. Don't you be afraid. Stop being afraid. Stop being afraid. Stop being a hoarder. You don't have to, don't go out and get no more food. You got enough in your cupboard. Don't be worried about a rainy day. Amen. I want to have more than enough. No, you don't need to do that. Bless others. This is the time when you see other people in need, bless them. Bless those that are in need. Don't you be a hoarder keeping it all to yourself. God, everything you have come from God. Listen, you don't own nothing. Everything you have comes from Him. Begin to bless people and watch the blessings come back. Watch this. He says to Daniel in Babylon, where there is no peace, where now the remnant has left to go back to rebuild Jerusalem. He says three things that puzzles me when I read the text. He says, peace. Be encouraged. Be strong. In other words, he says, Daniel, have peace in the midst of Babylon, because I'm not going to take you out of Babylon. You're going to have peace in the midst of Babylon. There's somebody here that needs to understand God going to give you peace in the midst of COVID-19. People not going to understand why you're smiling, why you're always happy, because God didn't just hear my prayer. He didn't just say I'm precious, but He spoke peace over my life. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Look at what He says again. He says, be encouraged. He says three things. He says, have peace and be encouraged. Being encouraged isn't always somebody encouraging you. But be encouraged sometimes means being encouragement to somebody else. Hallelujah. Because I am encouraged. Hallelujah. In spite of all that's going on, I'm encouraged. I'm going to still smile. I'm going to still say thank you, Jesus. I'm going to still give Him the glory because I am encouraged. The virus can't stop me from being encouraged because the virus didn't give me encouragement. Wow. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that encouraged me. He says, be encouraged. And the last thing He said, and be strong. Oh my God. He says, be strong. Why does He say be strong? He gives us an example of being strong because He gives us the example of the angels and Michael fighting in the spiritual realm. Amen. They're fighting for us. Why? Because they're stronger than we are. Amen. They can take more than we can take. They can fight against the adversary. Amen. There are some devils we can fight. But then there's some devils we can't fight that we have to allow God to fight for us. Amen. There are some devils He gives us the ability to fight ourselves. And I pray that Governor Cuomo and all these other officials understand the numbers are going down because Jesus is fighting for us. It's not because we're just staying at home. It's because He's hearing the prayers of the righteous. For the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And as long as we keep lifting up the name of Jesus, the numbers are going to keep coming down. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because those of us that are in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We understand it is not our strength, but it's the Lord that strengthens us. God, body, touch a little, I'm strong. Hallelujah. He's not going to take me out just like that. He's going to have to come better than that. Hallelujah. To take me out. I'm going to be strong. I'm anchored in his word. Hallelujah. I'm steadfast. I'm movable. Hallelujah. You got to do better than that. If you're going to think a COVID-19 going to come and just take me out. If I die, guess what? I die in the Lord. For me to live is Christ. For me to die is gain. Death has no hold over me. I'm in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. I'm going to be strong. Good God, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to be strong. He says these three things to us. And then he says, because Daniel is so appreciative of what he now understands, he wants to help in any way that he can. And this is what I want to leave you with. That's going to lead me right into next week's sermon. The angel says to Daniel, where I'm going, you can't go. He says, because I'm going to fight the spirit of Persia, which was a demonic spirit in the heavenly realms. But the spirit, look at what he says here. He said, the kingdom of Greece, which is another demonic spirit, is coming after this spirit.
My Lord God.
He said, I'm going to defeat the Persian spirit. I'm going to destroy them. But watch what he says. He said, there's another that's coming right after that one. Brothers and sisters, that's what we got to get prepared for. Hallelujah. Not just for what we're going through right now. We know that this world as we know it will never be the same. But that's only because our Lord and Jesus Christ is coming. We know that there's another that's coming. And who is he coming after? He's coming after the believer. Why? Because he does not want the believer to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so he's trying to take us out one by one. He tried to come after our brother, and he tried to take our brother out, Douglas Childs, but he died in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will see him again. But we that remain, hallelujah, we have to buckle down, and we can't get discouraged because there is another that's coming. And we have to be rooted in that word. Hallelujah. More now than ever before. We can't come back to church with this nonsense that we came to church with before. Worrying about colors and worrying about who's singing and worrying about who's preaching, who we can't worry about how people look. If they got pink hair, if they got red hair, it doesn't matter if their pants are low, their pants are high. It doesn't matter if their skirts are low, their skirts are let them come. For nonsense. We got to get it together right now. So I say to you, my brothers and my sisters, amen. After hearing this word, I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, God heard your prayer. Don't you think he hasn't heard you? You are precious to him. He loves you. Don't you think because you went through something that God doesn't love you? No, he loves you. He chastises whom he loves. We are all suffering from this wrath. Why? Because of disobedience. What was Daniel praying? He was praying, and when he prayed unto the Lord, he asked God to forgive them. He didn't say that they were sinners. He said that they and him sinned and come short of his glory. We all sinners saved by grace. That's the problem. We get so high and mighty and think that because we got a little hallelujah, we quote a couple of scriptures, that we are not sinners. We're all sinners saved by grace. Amen. He helps us to understand who we are. He helped Daniel to understand who he was. He was precious to God. And because he was so precious to God, God says, the minute you prayed, I dispatched an angel to assist you, to be there for you, to encourage you. Even in your weakness, I will give you strength. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Give the Lord. Thank you, everybody.